All right, getting back on the horse. Trump rescinds immigrant separation at the border, getting a fresh start in Baptism Sunday, all coming up here on the Wayne Feeds Podcast. Exalting God in the way you live, exalting God in the decisions that you make, exalting God in the relationships that you have, exalting God in the vision and the purpose and the direction of your leadership.
I just webbed you. That means you're invited to church on Sunday.
The only limit that you have is your ability to receive.
Only God could take something old and turn it into something new.
You need the pep talk from Pastor Wayne. You can do it. Come on, man. We're going to live for God. It's going to be amazing.
You hang 10 toes off the front of your board. And I'm centered on Christ, even though my situation is not.
We're in for a ride.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Wayne Feeds Daily Podcast. Getting back on the horse here today. I'm your friend, Dr. Wayne Hansen from Summit Church of Castle Rock, from chaplaincy, and from just longtime friend with lots of people on the internet. So good to see you tonight. I am getting back on the horse, as many of you know that we've gone through sort of a turmoil in the last few weeks and almost over a month, really about 2 months, experiencing a lot of loss and death, both in our church family and extended family nationwide. And, you know, it's hard. And that's why you haven't seen me online. I've just taken some time, some personal time to get my head together. And this podcast right now, I'm doing it for free. You know what I'm saying? And we do have some sponsors, but it's something that it's a more of a labor of love than anything. And so getting back on the horse is something we all have to do at certain times in our lives. When you go through a difficulty, you shouldn't stuff it down. Whatever you're going through, you need to deal with it at the time. And so I've said it over and over again, tears are healing. Talking things out is healing. In many ways, I would say there's no wrong way to grieve. There's no wrong way to go through loss, except if you're going to hurt yourself during your grieving process. But that would be the only exception. Some people laugh, some people cry, some people journal, some people sleep extra long, some people try to ignore their issues. But the truth is, we all deal with loss and mourning in different kind of ways. And so one of the ways in which I appreciate the love there, everybody, I love you back. And I know that we've all experienced loss. And as I say oftentimes at my church, none of us are getting out alive unless Jesus comes first. We're all one day going to go the way of every man, like David said. And so I've just taken some time away from the podcast and away from Facebook posts and away from just all the stuff that I've been busy doing online. And I felt like today was the first day I could really finally get back on the horse and try to share a few things and be an encourager. And man, it's so good to see so many of you logging in and watching here tonight. And this episode of the podcast, this is episode number 7. So we finally reached 7 episodes. Tonight's episode is brought to you by thecoolcarguy.com. Right here in Castle Rock, my friend John Boyd will find you a car. And he doesn't have a dealership. You don't even want him to have a dealership because that's how he keeps his prices low for you. I'll tell you more about John Boyd as we go along. But tonight's episode is brought to you by thecoolcarguy.com and Summit Church of Castle Rock, of which I am the pastor. And we are so excited just for summertime. This is a time for barbecues and parties, block parties, small groups, a time to get up to the mountains and camp and do sports and just enjoy each other's company, watch a sunset, watch a sunrise, the days get longer. And this weekend's going to be a fun weekend with our baptism celebration. And so if you've never been baptized and you live in the Castle Rock area, you committed your life to Christ, but you want to get baptized, hit us up on that. I'll talk a little bit more about that at the end of the podcast. But we're also brought to you by Summit Church. And we're going to have a great celebration this Sunday. Hope you had a great Father's Day last Sunday. And now it's time for Today in the News. Today in the News. All right. Well, many of you probably saw that Donald Trump rescinded the family separation at the border with an executive order today. Thought it was a very interesting, what would it be, about a week and a half of controversy online as Donald Trump really was trying to force the hand of Congress and the Senate to pass some kind of immigration reform. And as per normal, we have a do-nothing Congress and a do-nothing Senate. And of course, it was sort of a PR fiasco for Donald Trump. And so he backed up and rescinded the family separation. But they're still hoping for immigration reform. So I want you to see today, it was early today, as President Trump signed the executive order on immigration. Check it out.
Between whether we are a country of law and order, a country with borders, and a country that demonstrates the compassion and the heart of the American people and respect for families. By taking this action, the President will make it possible for us to continue to engage in enforcing the law against individuals who violate our law, come into our country illegally, but now we'll be able in that prosecution in the immediate days forward to keep families together as that goes forward. But we are calling on Congress to change the laws in this regard and in a broad range of areas that will secure our borders and give us strength and confidence that we are once again going to take the steps necessary to end the crisis of illegal immigration in America.
I think the word compassion comes into it, but it's still equally as tough, if not tougher. Secretary Nielsen, would you like to say something?
I just thank you for your leadership, sir. We look forward and expect the House to act this week. We ask them to do their job. The laws need to be changed. This is a problem that president after president has dealt with for decades. This one is willing to stand up and fix it. We ask Congress to do their part. Thank you, sir, for your leadership.
Thank you very much. Great job.
All right.
Okay.
I appreciate everybody hanging in there with me on Facebook Live. I know that some of the wiring here, you're not able to hear the clips on video, but we're going to fix that in the days to come. Probably going to have an in-studio speaker. Some of you that logged in with some of the earlier episodes on Facebook Live, it was distorting and was having a difficulty getting the audio to work right to the recording and to Facebook Live at the same time. But we are going to rectify the situation, and it's going to get better as we go. Like I said, this is episode 7, and I hope to do this for a long, long time between now and whenever. So pretty interesting, Donald Trump's decision to rescind this family separation at the border. I think it's the right thing to do. I think it's a Christian thing to do for sure. My fear about it is that he did it under duress or under pressure. And yet, obviously, nobody wants to see kids separated from their parents. And we, as Christians, of course, I would call myself pretty much a single issue voter. When it comes to pro-life, to me, that is the most important issue. And most people don't see it that way, but that's the way I see it. I think we're seeing parents, children being ripped from their parents all the time with abortion. And I think it's one of the most morally heinous things that we do as a nation. And you can love me or hate me about that, but that's how I vote. And it's one of my highest voting priorities. And I think we do need to protect immigrants. We do need to protect the lowly. Jesus said, I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. I was in prison and you visited me. And all these things have to be taken, I guess, in stride. And there's so much vitriol and hatred between parties right now. And if there's anything that we Christians need to do, and I don't care whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, or a Libertarian, we must keep Christian in our love, in our even in our debates. We shouldn't say anything to anyone else that we wouldn't say to one of our own kids. We should share the love of Christ even in the midst of political turmoil. And I don't care which side of any issue you fall on. If you say something, you can't say it in love. You shouldn't say it, because that is the mark of true believers, true Christians. And so Christianity is not a political party. Jesus will not be owned by the Republicans or the Democrats or the Libertarians. And so my prayer is that Christians will begin to stand up. And yes, we can enter the debate, but we better enter the debate with love and demonstrate patience and kindness and goodness, faithfulness, all the fruits of the Holy Spirit while we're in those debates. And Maybe that's another reason why I've taken some time off from the podcast, because I've just felt like we're in this turmoil as a nation. I was experiencing so much inner turmoil, going through so much loss here in the last few weeks, that I felt like whatever I would say during a time of grieving and loss, I probably would respond with too much passion, too much anger. Let me set you free. You don't have to respond to everything that you see on the internet, and you don't even have to respond to every message or comment you get on a thread. In fact, it's probably best to just, like I've done, get off the internet for a few days and just let your mind and your soul and your body and your spirit heal. And then only use the online platform of your life as a platform for love and for understanding. Yes, healthy debate. The Bible says that we should speak the truth in love. We should always be ready to give an answer to those who ask us for the reason for the hope that we have in Christ. But that should never, ever, ever come in a mean spirit or a sarcasm or a biting tongue, because that does not represent Christ very well. And so that's my admonition to you on all this politics. And I know we're living in crazy times right now. And I think if my admonition to Christians is anything, it's just to be patient and know when to hold your peace, know when to speak, know when to hold your peace, and keep the main things the main things. So, man, I appreciate all the comments here, and I love you all very, very much, and appreciate your prayers, too, for me and my family, for our church family, and the things that we've been going through. All right, it's time for our daily motivation, inspiration and motivation. Check it out. All right. I love the Bible, and anybody that knows me knows that I love the Bible, and one of the passages that came to me in the matter of this loss and this season of mourning, I taught on Ecclesiastes chapter 3, and when I was thinking about what to teach beyond that in the New Testament, I came to Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 through 16, and this is Paul talking about pressing on towards the goal. He says, "Not that I've already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind. And if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us be of the same mind." Now, what that means, I believe, is that we cannot let issues divide us, and we have to forget what's behind and press on to the better things, the better goals, the better life, the better truth, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the destiny and the purpose, the steps that God has ordered for your life. Let Him guide those steps, and He's going to take you to really, really good places. And so, you know, many of you know I planted Summit Church of Castle Rock all the way back in 2007 now at the old hardware store downtown Castle Rock. Now it's Britchie's Coffee. And I did it with a group called The Ark. It was amazing. And we're still here. After a year of ministry in the old hardware store, we had to move. We had to become a mobile church. And so we put wheels on everything. We bought trailers and we started renting out Castleview High School. And my prayer was, "Lord, fill the empty seats." And it still is that prayer, because it's summertime. We don't fill all the 500 seats at Castleview High School. And it's scary some Sundays. And Pastor Brady Boyd, I saw you were on earlier. I've been to New Life in the summertime. I know that sometimes that you got to curtain off sections of the room to make it feel more full. And every pastor deals with that in every church in the summertime. And I remember back when my dad was a pastor in Wisconsin, people would go to the lake, you know what I mean? And so the crowd would be pretty scant on a Sunday morning. And of course, pastors worry. We worry about the offering. We worry about a lot of things just to make sure ministry keeps on going. And that's normal. I mean, we're human beings, we pastors and ministry leaders. And yet God's always provided. But one of my dreams and one of my visions was to see this auditorium at Castleview High School in Castle Rock full. And I've done concerts, I've done special events, we've had special speakers, we've done membership drives, we've given out invitations so people will invite friends to church. We've done all those things, and felt just the unction of the Holy Spirit. I felt this whisper in my heart that the Lord has told me that one day this room is going to be full. One day you're going to see this place filled as a church that's going to be worshiping Jesus. And in these first 10 years, I'd never seen all 500 seats full. And this last 2.5 weeks, for the first time, we had over 500 people come to a Summit Church event. I just want you to see, those of you on the podcast, those on Facebook Live may have a hard time seeing it, but go to the podcast. And here's a good reason to subscribe to the podcast. You could see this picture of all 500 seats full at Castleview High School. To me, that is a dream fulfilled. It's a dream fulfilled. And it came not in the way that I would want of it to have come. It came in a very painful way. And yet, to me, there was a sweetness about it because God had fulfilled his promise to me. And I don't know if you've ever, you know, the Bible says that a dream fulfilled brings joy, or it brings life, you know, that there's something really deeply satisfying about a dream that's fulfilled. But it says, but a hope deferred makes the heart sick. I can tell you, for many years, I had a sick heart about the empty seats at our church. I was like, okay, come on, God, I know you can fill every seat at the church. God, I know you love these people. I know you want us to reach people. Please, God, would you fill every seat at Castleview High School Auditorium? Would you use our church to reach people for Jesus? You know what I mean? Hey, Pat, good to see you. Praying for Pat and praying for Pat's mom out in Las Vegas tonight. Everybody lift her up. Her name is Marjorie. Got some serious health problems. But, you know, as I was looking at that auditorium at the memorial and seeing every seat full and knowing that there were a whole bunch of people working on food down in the cafeteria and there are people mulling around in the lobby, it was amazing to me to see a dream fulfilled. And not in the way that I thought it would be fulfilled. And yet, God was good. God was good in the middle of all that. And I hope you remember that God is good. He's good, and his mercy endures forever. That whatever's happening in your life, no matter what struggles you're going through, you can trust him. No matter how deep the pain might be, no matter how strong the pull of the addiction that you may be struggling with, no matter how deep the depression, or no matter how explosive it feels like your anger is just burning inside of you and that you're just about to explode because you're so angry, can I tell you, God loves you. He's going to fulfill the dreams of your heart. Don't let your heart get sick, even though hope might be deferred, because a dream fulfilled is a fountain of life. It's a tree of life. And let God water the seed of that dream in your heart. The dream will come to pass. It may not come to pass in the way that you think it ought to come to pass, but it will come to pass. And even troubles don't come to stay. This too shall pass, is what we say, right? When trouble comes, when sickness comes, when disease comes, when bankruptcy or financial difficulties come, we always say, this too shall pass. And it's true. Our troubles don't come to stay. They say every cloud has a silver lining. No storm lasts forever. Eventually, the wind blows away the clouds and the rain, and the sun comes out again. Can I tell you, you need to trust the Lord. You have to trust the Lord, man. And no matter how sick in heart you might feel, you have to trust Jesus and believe that he's for you and that he's not against you. It's so good to see so many friends logging in here tonight and watching you guys. And I will do some on-camera talks with you. And why don't you private message me if you want to talk about your ministry, if you want to talk about maybe a product or a book that you're promoting, or any, if you want to share in a dialogue about what's happening in your life. I got to figure out how to record that between the podcast and Facebook Live, but I'm sure there's technology. We'll figure it all out. But man, I just wanted to share that with you tonight as just moments of inspiration. And I don't do this often on the podcast, but I feel like I need to pray. And I've got lots of people now that have logged in and watched and here on Facebook Live. And I want to just pray a very general prayer that those of us who are dealing with any of the things that I've just mentioned, that you're going to find healing. You're going to find strength. You're going to find hope in the Lord. So let's just pray together. And if you want to press like, just, you know, as a point of contact, so that was, yes, I'm down with this prayer, or I need this prayer, or include me in on the prayer, I appreciate it. You don't have to have the point of contact, but I think there's something to it. As a charismatic Pentecostal person, I believe in the laying on of hands and a touch point. And let me just pray comfort and peace over all of us. Father, sometimes our hearts are heavy. Sometimes we get angry. And we don't understand why things happen the way they do, why they go down the way that they do. But Lord, I pray you'd encourage every single one of my friends tonight that are watching on Facebook Live and maybe listening later to the podcast. Lord, I pray that you would bring your life, you bring your peace, you bring your joy, you bring your encouragement, you bring your healing. And Lord Jesus, we thank you that you said, take my yoke upon you, learn of me, for my yoke is easy, my burden is light. You'll find rest for your weary souls. Father, I pray that you would give us rest in our souls. For those who are grieving, Father, bring a supernatural peace that surpasses all human understanding. For those of us who are struggling with an addiction or a temptation that feels overwhelming, give us the grace to stand and to resist those temptations and to become the men and the women that you want us to be. Father, I pray that you would just go before us and use us to be instruments of light and love in your kingdom. And Lord, I come against the spirit of divisiveness in our country. I come against this hateful spirit. And I pray that the love of God would win people over. God, I thank you for answers to prayer. I pray that you'd begin to do what no man could do, what no leader could do, what no political party could do. That, Lord Jesus, you would begin to do a revival work in our country, that men and women would begin to pray, they'd begin to seek your face, they'd humble themselves, and that they turn to you and repent of their sin, and that you would in turn turn your face towards us. You'd forgive our sin and heal our land. You'd heal us of every hurt we have. And Lord, for my friends who are struggling with loved ones in the hospital or going through difficulty, Father, bring them a supernatural peace. Bring them a supernatural strength, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Awesome. Well, I'm glad you're joining me on the podcast tonight. And once again, as I mentioned, tonight's podcast is brought to you by thecoolcarguy.com. The Cool Car Guy is a unique automotive boutique that assists clients in buying, selling, trading, and consigning and leasing vehicles. The dealership experience of thecoolcar.com centers around creating relationships with cool people and cool cars. Our business is almost exclusively repeat and referral. Our automotive boutique is designed for busy professionals and executives who don't have time to waste running around from dealership to dealership looking for vehicles on their own. We're the opposite of a more traditional car dealership that most people want to avoid. There are people who really like the experience of haggling with car salesmen, but most Cool Car Guy clients do not want to handle that. So they turn to the Cool Car Guy to do the negotiating and the car investigation for them. We've bought two cars through the Cool Car Guy, and it's always been incredible. So hit my friend up, John Boyd, at coolcarguy.com, and he's going to do you right. So it's time for the song of the day, everybody. I don't know if we have any Beatles fans watching. Anybody love the Beatles? Give me a little thumbs up. One of my favorite Beatles songs is one written by Paul McCartney called Blackbird. And I'm going to bring this mic just a little bit closer for the podcast, and I'm going to do my best stab at Blackbird in a one take. All right. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arrive. Blackbird fly. Blackbird fly. Into the light of a dark black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird fly. Blackbird fly. Into the light of a dark black night. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird fly. Blackbird fly. Into the light of a dark black night. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. All right, everybody, that was the song of the day. One of my favorites. All right. As I said, one of the sponsors of this podcast, of course, is the gracious church called Summit Church of Castle Rock. And I hope that if you live in the South Denver metro area, you will come and join us some Sunday morning. And maybe you want to come even this coming Sunday morning. We're going to be baptizing 5 people, and you could be the 6th, 7th, or 8th if you want to hit me up or private message me here on Facebook. And baptism is such an important symbol of the Christian life. It's an important symbol of I'm going to die to my old life and I come to new life in Jesus Christ. That I'm dying to my past, I'm dying to my old sins, I'm dying to my old mindsets, and I'm going to live unto Jesus. And so I got a little promo here. Just there's five people joining us. It's going to be Alex and Karen Duden. I'm going to baptize a niece and a nephew, Fisher Tempest and Chloe Mitchell. And Eliana Putman is going to get baptized. So if you'd like to get baptized, hit me up online. Contact me, Pastor Wayne H. at mac.com, or you can call the church office at 303-524-4000. We're also on the internet here at Summit Church of Castle Rock. If you go to facebook.com/mysummitchurch, you can find us that way. And baptism... Man, maybe you were baptized as a baby. That's fine. But I think there's something about being baptized after you become a Christian, after you have made the decision on your own to say yes to Jesus. We don't see any evidence of any babies being baptized in the Bible. Jesus was dedicated unto the Lord at the temple when he was a baby. The Jewish tradition is you take your baby to the priest and they bless the baby and dedicate the baby to the Lord. But that was not his baptism. Jesus was baptized as an adult with John the Baptist. And most every conversion of Christianity that we see in the Bible, in the New Testament, people were baptized after they agreed that they were going to turn from their sin and follow Jesus. And so if you have made that decision and you live in the South Denver metro area and you're thinking, maybe I need to get baptized, you know, maybe you do, and hit me up, private message me or email me, or call the church, go through the information. Some of you are Facebooking live now. You can archive this once I finish it up and you can watch it later, or subscribe to the Wayne Feeds podcast on your favorite podcatcher app, whatever you catch podcasts on. And I hope that you were blessed today. It just took me a little while to get back up and running because of the season that I'm in. But connect with us online. Do everything that you can to find a church family, find a support system, and don't get caught up in all this internet craziness. Don't let controversy be the center of your life. Let Jesus Christ and his love, his peace, his understanding, the kingdom of God. What did he say? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. So you don't have to worry about what's happening. He never worried about what Caesar was doing. He never worried about what the emperor and the Romans were doing. Jesus just went about doing good. And politics was politics, and spirituality was spirituality. And certainly we bring our spirituality into our politics, but don't let politics be the center of your life. So anyway, that's my admonition to you guys today. Have a great day. I'm going to try to get back to daily now that I'm back on the horse, everybody. And I love you all so much. Have a great night, and we'll connect with you real soon. Take care.